I'm looking right at the other. From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The death toll from the earthquake in Nepal continues to rise, surpassing 6,200 people Friday. Nepal's government is giving $1,000 to the families of the dead, plus $400 for burial costs. The United Nations says more than 8 million people were affected by the earthquake, and at least 2 million have been displaced. Authorities in the eastern U.S. city of Baltimore are appealing for calm and patience as prosecutors decide whether to charge officers involved in the arrest of a young black man, Freddie Gray, who died in police custody. VOA interviewed black families throughout the eastern city of Baltimore about how they discuss the case. Victoria Mackey has more.
In Baltimore, black parents teach their children two lessons about police.
I'm not going to say every police officer is bad. Not everyone is good, but it's going to be a long talk.
The weeks after Freddie Gray's death haven't been good for that conversation. At a rally against police violence, Christopher Martin marched with his fiancée, Quatira Johnson, and their toddlers to show the two-year-olds a peaceful protest. Martin's mother still counsels him to stay away from night demonstrations, where police arrested hundreds of protesters this week.
When all this crazy stuff was going on, she told him to stay in the house with the kids, don't come on the street. It's wild.
There's frustration these talks are still needed, but a 2014 investigation showed the Baltimore Police Department paid out nearly $6 million in recent years over police brutality allegations. Victoria Mackey, VOA News, Baltimore.
U.S. health officials are closing down a treatment unit they set up in Liberia at the height of the Ebola crisis last year as that country prepares to be declared free of the deadly virus.